microphone, we have Marie Vanderberg wants to address inconsistencies in timeline, process, legal oversight, investigation, censure, transparency, fiscal impact, and public records.
I think you covered it all. All right. First of all, I want to say thank you. January is National School Board Appreciation Month, so thank you very much for all of the time and effort that you guys put in. We really appreciate it. And it is noticed. That being said, I want to publicly address significant inconsistencies that were surrounding the investigation of Venture of District. At the October 27th meeting, the board stated that the investigation of Minister Lund was complete and that a report would be available on the 28th. However, during the December 8th meeting, Ms. Salmon referenced actions by Mr. Lund that happened on November 3rd. There appears to be a gap in the timeline. A law firm change was supposed to take effect on November 1st. Since the first investigation supposedly wrapped up before October 28th, and then Ms. Salmon referenced the November 3rd actions, were these treated as a separate event? Who were the attorneys? Who were the investigators? Is it one? Were there multiple? Ms. Drummond clearly stated that she made all of the decisions. Is this a BP-only decision, or is it supposed to be a board decision? When was the board made aware of the investigations? When should the board be made aware of the investigations? When should the public be made aware? What information was presented? How much did this ultimately cost the taxpayers? And it appears as though the Open Meetings Compliance Guide isn't exactly being followed here. This was not the board's first censure meeting, yet this one was handled significantly differently. During a prior censure, legal counsel was present to guide the process. That also did not happen here. If the reason was because of Mr. Lund's role on the board, that makes the absence of legal counsel more concerning, not less. Why wasn't legal counsel present during the closed session so that all board members had equal access to all of the same information, so the next steps would have been clear and the issue resolved in one meeting instead of dragging this all out? Instead, Ms. Stratman stated that she needed another private consult with the still unnamed attorney, and the public is left with more questions than answers. We would appreciate clear answers to these basic questions. So what were the findings of the reports that were completed on the 28th? How long did that investigation take? How long did the investigation related to the November 3rd incident take? How much did this cost the taxpayers? And what specific conduct was Mr. Lund actually censured for? In addition, in a December 17th article, it was reported that there was an open records request related to this exact investigation that was denied pending board approval. Yet, that issue was not placed on the December 22nd agenda. Why wasn't a transparency issue involving public records addressed publicly and timely? We feel that transparency, consistency, and accountability are vital. Thank you very much for your time, and thank you. Happy school board meeting.
I would like a copy of what was presented, and I will answer everything for you. We followed everything by law. Enough said.